Ethereum staking ratio hits record 32.4% as 39 NEARS ETH. LOXUP Ethereum's staking ratio reached an all-time high of 32.4% on June 2, 2026, according to data shared by CoinDesk. About 39 million ETH, worth roughly $80 billion at current prices, is now locked in staking contracts. The milestone landed during a weak stretch for the asset. ETH was trading near 1969 at the time of writing, down 1.7% over 24 hours and 5.9% over the past week. The record is notable mostly for its timing. Staking participation usually climbs in step with price and conviction. This reading shows the share of supply committed to validators hitting a new peak, while the spot price slides, a divergence between how much ETH people are willing to lock away and what the market is paying for it. A growing share of supply leaves the open market. The staking ratio measures how much of the circulating ETH supply is bonded to validators, rather than sitting available to trade. At 32.4%, nearly a third of all ETH is committed to securing the network and earning protocol rewards. That figure has trended upward since the merge and the later Shanghai upgrade made withdrawals possible, removing the one-way door risk that kept some holders on the sidelines in the early staking era. Each ETH moved into staking is, for practical purposes, removed from the liquid pool that exchanges and traders draw from. A higher ratio means a thinner float. When demand returns, a smaller liquid supply can amplify price moves in either direction. The flip side is that committed stakers are generally not the cohort selling into weakness, which is part of why the metric tends to read as a conviction signal even when price disagrees. Yield holds even as price falls. Staking ETH currently pays a protocol-level reward in the low single digits annually, varying with how much total ETH is staked. As the staked total grows, the per validator yield compresses because the same issuance is split across more participants. A record 32.4% ratio means that base reward is now spread thinner than it has ever been, even before accounting for the price drop on the underlying asset. For holders, that creates a familiar tension. The nominal yield is paid in ETH. So a falling ETH price erodes the dollar value of those rewards in real time. Someone who staked a year ago for a 3% to 4% return has seen that cushion swamped by a double-digit price decline over the same window. The reward keeps accruing. The denominator keeps shrinking. The staking yield behind a slice of the card market. The staking yield that anchors this milestone is the same mechanic behind a slice of the crypto card market. Several programs let users hold a yield-bearing balance and spend against it, and a few route staking rewards directly into the funding wallet. Ether.fi built its card lineup around this idea, letting holders keep ETH staked through liquid restaking while a card spends against the position rather than forcing a sale. The practical question for anyone funding a card with ETH is liquidity. Native staking has an exit queue, and unbonding is not instant. So ETH committed to a validator is not immediately spendable. Liquid staking and restaking tokens smooth that over by giving holders a tradable claim, but they add a layer of smart contract and DPEG risk that bare ETH does not carry. A card that draws on a staked or restaked balance is leaning on that plumbing every time it settles a purchase. There is also a counterparty dimension. Self-custody setups that stake from a user-controlled wallet keep the keys with the holder, while custodial staking and custodial card balances sit with a provider. The distinction matters most in stress. A self-custody arrangement avoids the freeze or loss risk that has hit centralized custodians before. None of that changes the headline number, but it shapes what a record staking ratio means for someone who actually wants to spend the asset. A record without a price to match it, the staking figure is a single data point from one source, and CoinDesk's reading should be treated as a snapshot rather than a trend confirmation. Broader sentiment is cautious. The fear and greed index sat at 30 in fear territory as of June 2, 2026, with BTC down 4.4% on the day to about $70,219. ETH has spent recent sessions hovering around the $2,000 line, and the staking record arrived while it was on the wrong side of it. What the milestone shows is that supply is still being committed at the protocol level, even as the market prices ETH lower. Whether that locked supply becomes a tailwind depends entirely on demand returning. For now, 39-miner ETHIR is parked. The per-validator yield is the thinnest it has been, and the dollar value of that yield is falling with the asset it is paid in.